Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. As always, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have given us, Father God, to go forth on today, Father God. You know, Father God, we invite your Holy Spirit, Father God, to just have your way in the show on today, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you bless every listener, Father God. And we ask that, Father God, you prepare their ears and their heart to receive what you have given us to give them on today, Father God. And oh, Father God, we just want to thank you. Thank you for bringing us thus far, Father God, as this year comes to a close, Father God, and to be your will that we cross over into a new year. We ask that you continue to guide us and lead us in the path that you have directed for us to go. Now, Father God, we pray that every word that proceeded out of our mouths be that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And, oh, Father God, that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. And this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, listeners, I want to thank our listeners for being faithful and supporting this show from the beginning of 21. Up until this present episode, which is the last show in the year of 2021. On today, listeners, we have another awesome show prepared for you. Our topic for today is starting a new beginning. Yes, starting a new beginning. Our special guest for today is Bishop F.L. Block, and he will be coming live with us shortly. But before we bring him live into the studio with us, let me remind our listeners that you can join us on this awesome topic by pressing the number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and experience. All right, without further ado, let me welcome to the show our special guest, Bishop F.L. Blount. And good evening, Bishop. How are you on today?
Just fine, Evangelist. I'm fine. Thank you so much for asking. And how are you? It's just a pleasure to be in with you on this broadcast.
God bless you. God bless you. Surely a pleasure having you on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show on today. But before you start with begin with your text on today, can you give us a short bio about yourself, Bishop?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for giving me an opportunity. I'm just a wow, man. I thank God for this opportunity. First of all, I've been pastoring 40 plus years, and I'm the founder of the ministry, Greater Tree of Life Ministry, and certainly there is an organization that I also organize called Healing the City Coalition. We are about healing throughout the city where we live, not only where we live, but throughout the nation as well. So I'm just good. I just thank God for this opportunity, and I just love the Lord. I love people. People in our mind, you know, I have a passion reaching out, empowering as many people of God as we possibly can. And thank you so much for this opportunity again.
God bless you. God bless you. There you have it, listeners. We are certainly going to be listening to someone that God has truly, truly have an anointing upon their life, a man of God. And I can't wait to hear what the Lord has given him to say to us on today. Now, listeners, our topic, again, is starting a new beginning. And don't forget to press the number one on your phone if you have any questions or just want to encourage the bishop on today. Give you a little short pitch of on what the show will be is all about on today. As we pray to see another new year, we all should think on how we want to end the year of 2021 and begin a new start in the upcoming year of 2022. God speaks of a new beginning, and he reveals to his people how we could start a new beginning. Many Bible verses speak of new beginnings and how it changes our life if we believe, obey, and have faith, and follow the instructions that are given to us. One thing is clear and understandable, that is, when we make a new start, if we renew our minds, Scripture tells us, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. That's from the King James Version. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 to 19, tells us that, remember, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Well, God is the same God today and do new things in our life. Stay tuned in as the bishop go forward with his presentation on today. And we ask that the Holy Spirit come in and just have your way, dear Lord, on today in Bishop's life. And I pray, listeners, that you would open your heart to receive this great man of God, and open your ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. Bishop, you may go forward now as the listeners are tuned in and let God have his way at this time. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. First of all, I love the name of your show, Facing Your Fears. That is something that a lot of people... can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. You're live.
Okay. Fear, people have allowed fear to overpower their faith, and I just love the name of your show, Facing Your Fears. And also, we talk about the subject here, the topic, talking about starting a new beginning. This is a new year is about to approach. And every year, every birthday that we have, and every moment, every second, we ought to be trying to make some new steps. Everything is new. Nothing should stay the same. In this coming new year, let us move to higher and greater dimension in terms of steps. Keeping the same mind, that is faith, of course, but let's move further, because anytime we hear the message of God, we never should stay the same. We never should continue to be stagnated. There's always, always, always something to do. And I love the scriptures here in Isaiah 43:19. Is that, behold, and she just read it, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I would even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So we're talking about now how God can pull us out of the situation that we are in. Never become stagnated. And that's another scripture that I would like to quote here, one of my favorite, and that is John 16:33. The Lord said, in him we will have peace. In the world, we're going to have trials and tribulations. Keep in mind, trials and tribulations. We are in the midst of it. We are not exempt from going through and having trials and tribulations. But he tells us, now this is the how, this is how you can look at this in other words, starting a new beginning. He said, count it all joy. Be of good courage in the midst of trials and tribulations. He said, count it all joy. From the human perspective, you can't do it. You got to have the Spirit of God in order to count it all joy and be of good courage. None of us want to go through the suffering, but he says, count it all joy and be of good courage. Now, and the reason why, that last clause of that verse, he says, the reason why he said, count it all joy and be of good courage, he said he has overcome the world. Now, if we know that he has overcome the world, and if we are aware that he is more than enough, that means that he will always be with us. Going through our trials and tribulations, it's just a step. Those are steps. It's a situation. It's an atmosphere. It's a process that we go through in order to gain strength. Now, none of us want to suffer. None of us want to go through trials and tribulation. But let me tell you. Let me give you a little some information on suffering. How important suffering is. None of us want to suffer true enough, but Jesus suffered. He suffered for us. And when you think about the suffering of Jesus, he didn't suffer in vain. That was the reason why he suffered. Let me give you four things that makes sense, that help us to understand how important suffering is for us to grow. Suffering, first of all, justifies the sinners. It justifies the sinners. In other words, the sinners has now an opportunity to ask for forgiveness. That's why he suffered for us, that we will ask for forgiveness. We ought to pray a repentance prayer. So suffering justifies the sinners. Suffering also purifies the saints. Purifies the saints. In other words, suffering helps us. Suffering builds us. Suffering strengthens us. Suffering calls us to stay on our knees, stay up, God. So it purifies us. So we all need to be purified. And not only it purifies the saints, it unifies the church. In the midst of this pandemic, we noticed that how the church coming together, although in the midst of this pandemic, the book, the Revelation, we are living in the book of Revelation. This is a season that the book of Revelation speaks of how God is going to release Satan for a season. And that season as we speak. So there are, although, and also in this season, there would be a great falling away from the church. Now, because of this pandemic, you can see the falling away from the church. But in the midst of this, we still press our way. Churches are praying. People are praying now more so than have ever prayed. So this is what you call unifying the church. Not only that, last but not least, suffering glorifies the Savior. So there it is. We give him the glory. All the things that we go through and deal with and suffer with, we call on him and we give him the glory. If we didn't go through any trials and tribulations, we wouldn't call on him as much. We would just take advantage, perhaps, of him. But it glorifies him. So let's deal with suffering. Let us do that. And now, in a new beginning, starting in a new beginning, There is a scripture that says, let your light so shine before men, Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, when we say let your light so shine before men that they may see our good works, now we're talking about the Spirit of God. There should be a glow with the Spirit of God. Let me say that again. There should be a glow with the Spirit of God. And if we've been saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, there should be a glow. If we love, as the Bible said, love those who hate you, that should be a glow with the Spirit. Pray for those who despitefully use you. That should be a glow with the Spirit of God. That should be a glow. You know, your enemies, embrace your enemy. You don't run from them. This is a new beginning for those who have not been practicing that. So it's just be a glow. Let the people know. Let the world know that you are a child of the King by glowing with his Spirit. Nothing is so contagious as enthusiasm. We ought to be excited. We are not to be looking sad. We ought to be excited, because when we think about that God is with us, and when you think about he's more than enough, we ought to be excited to the fact that the people will wonder, other people will wonder, those who are not really walking with him will wonder what's going on. Now, before that can happen, let me tell you what we got to do. There has to be a relationship. This is a new beginning. For those who have not, although you have a relationship with them, but we can take it to another level. We can take it to another dimension. What am I saying? That real, personal, and practical relationship that we develop with God. I'm talking about real, to the fact that you be real about him. Personal, you talking about nothing can hinder you. Nobody can throw you off. Nobody can make you lose focus. Regardless of what happens to people that are doing whatever, throwing dots at you, it's so personal to the fact that you ought to continue to humble yourself. Let it be so personal to the fact that you just want to embrace them all the way. Let it be personal and real and practical. We have to practice. We have to be just like him. We got to emulate, duplicate, and imitate him if we are really going to be the saints that's really pleasing God. So let us hang in there and just keep pressing. Although time get hard, it seems like we are not getting anywhere. And especially during this time, sickness is all in families and death. Hey, hang in there. Keep pressing your way. Stay focused of God. And if we do that, God will reward us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will always keep us in his care. So never get to a point that fear is taken over. Fear is taken over. Trust God. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust the Lord with all of your heart. That's a new beginning. Trust the Lord with all of your heart. All of your heart. Not some of it, but all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. Life is not based on opinions. It's not based upon our suggestions and ideas. It's not based upon nothing. I hear people say all the time, and you perhaps as well, my thing. That's what gets us in trouble. My thing is not about us. And thank God it's not, because of this. Man that born of a woman of a few days and full of trouble. So we are full of trouble. When you go to man asking for some advice pertaining to your situation, concerning your situation, if they give you some advice, if they're not giving you any biblical advice, they're giving some of their understanding. They're giving their own opinion. So watch this. You are already troubled. So when you listen to man giving you some advice, dealing with your circumstances, they are giving you some of their trouble. Trouble plus trouble equals trouble. You're becoming more trouble. So steal away and give God some quality time. Spend some time with him. Read, study, and show yourself approved. Just give your attention to him and just build that relationship with him. And as I said back to that scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6, lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. We can have a joyful life. When people ask me, I'm going to share this with you. When people ask me, how am I doing? I tell them I'm enjoying life. And the reason why I can say that I'm enjoying life, because first of all, God is life, and life is God. And all of my blessings flows from him. All of my needs he supplies. Even the thing I desire, he gives it. So why I can't say I'm enjoying life? The more what you sow, that's what you're going to reap. What you feast off of, that's what you become. So start sowing seeds of saying, I'm enjoying life. And the more you say that, the more you're going to start enjoying life. Because what you feast off of, that's what you become. So saints, that's what it's all about. That's how you can start a new beginning going into the new year. Make up your mind and just accept the Lord as your personal Savior. It's an indictment on the church for the saints of God to act like God is nowhere around. But God is alive and well. Just call on him. He may not come when you need him to call or when you want him. There's another thing I want to share with you shortly. Right quick, attitude. Attitude is the thing that we got to embrace. In other words, a positive attitude. I study attitude. I learned doing the research that 10% of your life is what you face. 90% is how you deal with it. So attitude is very important. It's more important than anything else on this earth. You can be the greatest teacher, the most educated teacher or whatever, but if you got a bad attitude, you're messed up. You can be the greatest pastor as pastors, evangelists, but if we have a bad attitude, we are messed up. Attitude is more important than education. It's more important than riches. It's more important than anything. So practice embracing positive attitude. Don't let people, don't deal with situations from a positive perspective. And another thing, stay away from gossiping. I don't tolerate people bringing any negative thing to me about anybody else. Try to stay away from that, because people are going to come. You're going to listen. You're going to hear them. But just try not to tolerate negative when it comes to you about other people. And you live that kind of life, and you share that kind of life on to others, and you will see as your life begin to really prosper. You hold the key to your success. You hold the key to your destiny. You are in control of your destiny. Don't shift the blame on nobody. Regardless of what they're saying to you, whatever, understand that they cannot take anything unless you give it to them. Now, the world will suck you up. The world will suck you up. The only way that they can, that the world will suck you up, in other words, you got to have a straw to suck. You are the straw. If you allow the world to suck you up, is you. You giving them the straw, which is yourself. Be careful. Be strong. Be steadfast. And you will see how your life begin to prosper. And you will run and tell others. I'm going to pause here for some questions, comments, or statements.
God bless you. God bless you. I don't know about you listeners, but I am truly, truly, truly enjoying Bishop and what Bishop is saying. I pray that we are listening and we are digesting what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. Listeners, you know, starting a new beginning is all, in everything that he just said to us, our attitude, so our walk, our light.
Yeah.
Everything that he just demonstrated is starting. We have to start a new beginning with it just as we did in the old year. But we want to be better each and every day of our lives. We want to ask God, God, use for to your glory. Lord, wherever, you know, you hear the people sing the song, wherever you want me, Lord, that's where I want to be. And whatever you have for me to do, Lord, I'll do it. But when it comes time, the scripture says the harvest is many, but the labor is few.
Yes.
How many take the job? And I call Bishop, my good friend of mine, God bless his heart, my son. I call him my son, Pastor Noel Douglas out of Crystal Springs, and he is a speaker for today. He called Bishop. Bishop was willing to take on the task for today. I thank God for him, listeners, and remember, listeners, remind you, you too can join in on this awesome topic just by pressing at number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Bishop, we do have a caller. Bring your caller in now. Our code 225, last four digits of their number is 7551. Hold on, listeners, I'm trying to bring you in. Good afternoon, caller. How are you? You're not live with us in the studio.
Good afternoon. I'm good. And I'm really enjoying Bishop. And I just wanted to add that also at the first beginning of last year, there were many promises made to God. And many people thought that they had a made-up mind to follow Christ. And to every new morning, you know, great is the faithfulness they had. But some way along the way, they fell short. And this year is a new year that's coming up. So we pray that the new man which that God has created, that they would make up their minds to be better than they were last year and to keep their promise and be righteous as they can be. And they should have a new song that they want to sing as the year come in, and be strong and try to keep all the promises, all the vows that they made unto God. And we as Christians, we see them falling short. We can help them along the way. Bishop, I'm really enjoying everything that you're saying. And I was just reminded how even I saw so many people fall along the wayside. I'm praying that this year that they will make up their minds to make a vow to follow Christ, to be better next year than they were this year. Bishop, thank you so much for those great words that you have given us. I'm really learning from them. I'm enjoying them, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Bless you, God.
Glory be to
God.
God bless you, caller. God bless you. And callers, you have time to call in as well. And and share your thoughts and what God has put up on your heart. And I agree with the caller just now. You know, yes, so many of them started out, but this is why God encourages us in his word. And the bishop just said, lean not to your own understanding. Out of all of your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Now, that I know that giving up life as you once knew it and walking into the steps of being a Christian, but then remember what Romans, the 12th chapter of Romans said, you know, and the first verse said, be not transformed. I beseech you, my brethren, by the renewing, by the mercy of mind. Jesus Christ, that you shall, Lord God, give it to me. I beseech you, brothers, by the mercy of Jesus Christ, you shall present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God with reasonable service. Now, we're not to impress people. You know, we're not to think so highly of ourselves. This is reasonable, God said. For you to present your bodies to God, not to man, unto God. The second verse said, be not transformed into this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if your mind is made up to follow Jesus, that's all. So I got a made up mind to follow him all the way, and I go all the way with him. That's just that thing that's shown. Just not say it out of our minds, but mean it in our hearts. You know, God is faithful. God will help us alone. We can't do nothing by ourselves. We're nothing.
That's right.
So don't think you can do it by yourself, because you're nothing without God. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And without him,
that's right,
there's nothing that we can do. We can't even get up in the morning and lift our hand unless God give us, by his grace and mercy, that he blesses us. Our eyes open to see a brand new day. And we begin to reach for something. And then open up our mouths and we can hear ourselves saying, thank you, Jesus, for another day. As we get up and go to the bath, whatever, God give us the activities of our limbs. So many people went to bed and wake up. Some woke up, couldn't use their limbs. Some went to bed talking and woke up and they couldn't even hear themselves speak. But by the grace of God, and through his grace and mercy, he bought us up. And this, some of you may be listening saying, well, I got time because I want to have a good time on New Year's Eve. Well, let me tell you what you ought to be making up your mind right now to do. Let the good time roll and getting a relationship with God, because tomorrow not promised to us. We don't know whether we're going to be here to see New Year's Eve or New Year. So we need to make up our mind right now. Those of you who do not have Christ in your life, now is the time to make up your mind. God is waiting for you. God is waiting for you. Don't say you're waiting on God, because God is waiting on you. And he's waiting with welcome on. And he that believes shall have an everlasting life. Now, it may seem like it's words, but what I like about the word of God and what I like about the God that I serve is that he said, put me to a test. Prove me not. See, all you got to do is don't go testing him by tempting him, because I shall not tempt the Lord thy God. What do you mean by put him to a test? He speaks of that in Malachi. In reference to your tithes, you don't believe that I would open your windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that would not be room enough for you to receive. Now, it's not all the time a blessing with money. God would open up all the doors for you. He'd bring you places that you never thought you would go. He would put people in your life that you never thought that you would meet. He'll put you in places that you would sit with higher than the highest of people. He did it for me. Little old me. Yes. Little old me. When I was lost, I could not find my way. When I was giving the devil all of my time and enjoying what the world had, I thought I was having a good time. But when I began to make Christ and put Christ the center of my life, the blessings came my way that I never thought. I thought that I had friends. I thought they were stick by me until the bitter end. But I found out that When I needed them, the friends was nowhere to be found. When you lay it on your bed of affliction and the doctors have turned your back like they did me, said, nothing else I can do for her. She's in the hands of God, shot twice in my liver, stabbed inch from my heart, laid on a ventilator in a coma for 40 days and 40 nights, had seven surgeries, cold three times, and the doctor, thank God I had a doctor that knew God, because he was praying for me, yeah. But God was still there. You know, he made old death back up and behave. And you see, that's one of the it could be your relative, it could be your child, it could even be yourself. We need to stay tuned. We need to listen. We're in some perilous times. And God is talking. They tell me that it snowed in Hawaii. And anytime it snowed in Hawaii, you know, everybody ought to be getting to know who God is. Things are happening all over the world. Pandemics and this corona, COVID-19 broke out. It just didn't break out in your city or your state. It broke out all over the entire world. Some of my listeners that are listening overseas can attest to how COVID affected. So listen, let us, you know, I thank God for the men and women of God. I thank God that don't tune in to negative things. You know, when you start listening to negativeness, it begins to, that's why David tells us to learn how to guard our heart. Hear your ears, what you hear can go into your mind, and next thing you know, it's in your heart. You're saying things, maybe a lot, that's not all you with. But all they want to do is get somebody's name scandalized. Learn how to scandalize the name of God. Call and talk about God to somebody. You know, tell them about where he come from. Why he was born into the world. And when he came into this world, he did what he was supposed to do. He fulfilled his work down here. And how much he suffered. It was whipped and beaten and kicked and spit on and all manners of evil just for you and I. When we begin to think about those things and the vision where the scriptures tell us to think on things that are good and things that are pure. These are the things we should think on as the new year approaches us. Call somebody encourage you. Call somebody and call a person that you know that's in need and say, you know what? God put you on my mind. You know? And they might say they don't need nothing. Some people don't need nothing for you to come and do anything for them. But you know what? Everybody needs encouraging sometimes. I don't know about you, but I love to be encouraged. Sometimes I'm sitting around, I don't know where my mind starts wondering. You know how it is, your mind starts wondering. Before you know it, you're thinking about something in the past that you shouldn't have been caught up in. And even though you're not there, but you keep thinking about it. Just keep on elaborating, see where it'll bring you. That's why the God said we should always let this mind be in us as it is in Christ Jesus. Paul said he couldn't do nothing without him. I'm not going to take up no more of the bishop's time and let him come back and finish his presentation. And we're going to bring him back next year, listening. And I want to hear this man. I'm like Nicodemus. But the only thing, I'm not as ignorant as Nicodemus. I know who he's talking about, you know, and I know about being born again. But I still want to know more about what he has to say. And I pray that you will continue to tune in with us as we go forward. Listen, don't forget to press that number one on your phone, and I'm going to turn it studio back over to the bishop as he began to continue to teach us and guide us in the path that God is bringing us. The days for tonight and for tomorrow and the days to come, if we are blessed to cross over to 2022. Somebody's not going to make it through the night. Somebody's not going to make another hour, another night. We don't know. But I say, and I often tell my little, it could have been me. Look at the people in Kentucky. New Year's coming in with nowhere to stay, no clothes to put on their back, no food, nowhere, no shelter over. It could have been us today. Outdoors. No clothes and no food to wear. But, look at God's goodness. God's grace. So let us help somebody. As I can travel along my way, every day of my life, if I can just help somebody. To show them the way. Show them to Jesus. Where I let them know where I come from. I know better than they were or they are now. God has no perspective person. But he tells us to be separate. So we are peculiar. We are peculiar. We can't do as the world do and look as the world do because you won't be able to tell the difference in us. But God tells you we're different and we should. And if we have the Holy Ghost, so then you ought to show some signs. Bishop, you can pick it up from him about to start coughing.
Well, listen, I just want to. Let me drop this in the church hurt. There are people that are being church hurt, and so they have gotten out of church because of church hurt. Well, you know, when you think about it, Jesus himself was hurt. He took a whole lot of stuff, and he was innocent. And then not only that, every Christian, every believer of God is being church hurt because there's a spiritual warfare. And things are going against the church, going against the devil, Satan himself, is going against the church. And so every believer being attacked. So I want to say to the church hurt people that please start a new beginning. Think about this. Do not drop out of church just because you've been church hurt. So just hang in. Just get back with God and just stand still, and whatever happens, learn how to deal with it. Now, again, that's where your attitude come in. You got to have a positive attitude in terms of how to deal with situation. You can't let situation put you on edge. You can't get upset. You can't lose it. You just can't do that. So Jesus said, Lo, I'm with you always to the end of the world. And we ought to practice humility. Humility. Be humble. Don't think people are getting over on you just because you're being humble. They are not. They think they are, and I don't want you to think that they are. They are not, because what you're doing, you're humbling yourself, and you're allowing God to fight your battle now. And he works things out a whole lot easier and smoother than we can. And when he works it out, he doesn't cause enemy. He can work it out so smoothly to the fact that he'll draw your enemy as your stepping stone, your footstool. So church hurt people, get back with God, and you be strong and just practice humility. What helped you to hang in there is when you look to the cross. Look to the cross. Look what he went through. He didn't have to, but he did for us on our behalf. So you ought to appreciate that, to the fact that you are not to let him bear that cross alone. Learn how to bear your cross as well. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. As you were talking, something came to mind. You were talking about church hurt people, folks. Now, you can take this as advice today. If you left somewhere because you were hurt, I guarantee you, when you went somewhere else, you found problems there too.
Sure.
You don't find problems. Everybody's not going to like you. Everybody didn't love
That's
Jesus.
Right.
We are not going to church for someone to like us or to love us. We going to be
That's
used
right.
by God and to set an
That's
example
right.
for those who, that's where the That's devil right. at. The word of God tells us it's in the household of faith and in your family.
That's right.
Where you're going to get the most hurt at the Bible. That's why he said, I went to my own, and my own received
That's
me.
That's right.
Don't expect to be in your own hometown. That's all right. But if you go with a good attitude, like the bishop was saying, if you go thinking the right things and in the right mind and in the right spirit, you know, a person can see that light that's shining on the inside of you and begin
yes.
to see the wrong and the dimness of their light that's on the inside of them. They want
that's
they
right.
want to get up a little bit more. And you don't have
and
to
then, sweetheart,
that people do.
And, then, and you know, and you know, sweetheart, we are not here. We are not here to be loved, no way. We are here to
yeah.
love. Now,
right.
watch this. Watch this now. If you love, you're going to be loved because
mm-hmm.
You're planting, you're sowing seeds of love. You may
That's
not
right.
be loved by the same one. You may not be loved by the same one you loving. On,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to be
mm-hmm.
loved. So just because they're not loving on you the way they should, don't get upset at that. You know, just have some concern for them in terms of reaching out to them and show them more love. That's how
My
you.
Lord.
That's how you work it. You know,
that's
you're
right.
not losing at
that's
all.
Right.
At all, God. God, you're winning. You are winning. We are God. The saints of God are winners.
That's right.
We are winners.
That's right. And
royal priesthood, holy nation, peculiar people. We all of that.
That's right. That's right. And you know, it's a distraction when you come into situations
yeah.
like that. That's because the devil know God got something for you. The devil already
right.
sees
it's
the anointing. The devil already see what God is going to bring you, you know. So he put people in there to distract you,
mm-hmm.
and then you get upset. You say,
"That's
you
right."
Expect
That's
for
right.
the world. He said, "Because you're going to be hated because the world first hated me." So I mean, all instructions
yes.
are for us, and we just have
That's
to be
it.
Able to see, understand what God is saying to us. If we go by how
yes.
people like us, then we don't even need to get dressed and leave home. Before you leave out your neighborhood,
okay.
somebody don't like you. And some
that's
people live
right.
in neighborhoods, next door neighbors aren't even speaking in them. And that's one of the Ten Commandments, love thy neighbor as thyself. So
mm-hmm.
they ain't going to, how you going to leave your house and go across town and expect for somebody to be all this or that about you. Now, when God brings us
that's
somewhere,
right.
he brings us to
He's
going to have
a
man and woman waiting for you on the other side. All you got to do is have faith and walk in the ways of God.
Yeah.
Let your light so shine, love and then good work. Go ahead, Bishop.
And we are so on edge because we are being hurt. Watch this. We hurt God.
Hmm.
We really hurt Jesus Christ. We hurt him. Let me show you how we hurt him. We hurt him by not giving our tithes. Mm. It's not ours. We hurt him by not loving. We hurt him by talking, degrading people, belittle people. We are hurting
mm.
him all the time. We are hurting him. There's no light. We are not committed. We are not taking on no work. We are hurting him. All of that is hurting him. And we are not perfect people. So by we not being perfect, let us not get upset just because people are doing us wrong. We are not perfect people. We are hurting God at the same time you are being hurt by somebody else. When you are not embracing your enemy, when you
yes,
are not
Lord.
Really praying for your enemy, you are hurting God, period. That is hurting him.
Amen, amen. And listeners,
amen.
If what this is telling you, we can do a self-test. You know, the Bible says that sin stinks in the nostril of God. How many times have we hurt God before we came to Christ? Everything that the Bible tells us not to do before we came to Christ, we were loving it and we were doing it.
Mm.
Think of how it hurt God, how he was
yes.
so happy to have had his arms stretched while he said, waiting for my child to come home.
Yes.
He did not.
He has a sense of humor.
He didn't
That's
turn
right.
his
God
back
has
on
a sense.
Except you and started telling you why. Because if God's going to tell us why he's not going to accept it, we know that we're not going to make it into heaven with what he said. He said, repent.
Mm.
Turn from your wicked ways. That's all you have
mm-hmm.
to do. Be sorry for what you've done. And, you know, we might make mistakes
right.
along the way. That's why the scripture tells us to not wobble in it. Get up. Go quickly before the throne of God and ask for forgiveness. And he will forgive you. Take it back over again. I'm about to start coughing again here.
Well, we thank God for you. We certainly thank God for everybody. We hope and pray that everybody has been enlightened, have been encouraged, uplifted, and all above from these messages tonight. And Evangelist, thank you so much for this opportunity that you're giving, and I pray that whoever hearing these messages, and we pray that they would be empowered, be impacted
Amen.
By the Spirit of God. You're praying for your ministry,
Amen.
Sweetheart, that you would that
God
you would be success, and everybody listening to this broadcast.
God bless you. And then we still have our good friend Evangelist Perkins, and she's been tuned in from the beginning. She did say a couple of words a few minutes ago. We have a couple of minutes left in the show. I'm going to bring her back in the studio with you just a bit and see if she want to emphasize on something else. And after that, Evangelist, you only have maybe about 5 minutes or so to give some more thoughts on today's topic. And then we're going to let the bishop come back and give us some information on how you can contact him if you want to visit his church or just want to fellowship with him in any way. He will give you some information on how he can be contacted, and then we'll be coming to the close of the show. We're going to bring our Evangelist Perkins back into the studio with us at this time. Evangelist Perkins,
okay.
Are you still with us, Evangelist Perkins? 225-7551, are you still with us?
I'm still here. Is Bishop Noel, you said?
That's Bishop Noel.
No.
Out of Christian. No, it's not Bishop Noel that's with us on today. Reverend Noel.
Oh, okay.
Pastor Noel. I invited him to come on the show, Evangelist. This is
Bishop.
Well, anyway, I've really enjoyed every word of it. I thank God for you, and I'm always willing to learn. And that's why I like always listening and paying attention. I love to learn and use what I learn. Most of all, to live what I learn and what I teach and preach about. I thank God for you, and I am so glad that I tune in. God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, darling. And I love that attitude because an outstanding attitude, there is what you call an attitude to learn, and that's the right attitude to have. When you keep that and hold on to it, and you just pray, and that's going to give you more wisdom, darling. God is going to take you to higher heights.
Thank God. Yes. Now, you might know her pastor. He's out of Jackson, Mississippi as well. That's Pastor Ville, Robert Ville, there in Jackson, Mississippi. Are you familiar with him, with the Ville Brothers Gospel Singers?
Bishop Robert Ville.
That's her pastor.
He has a church, Sweet Home, in Gloucester, Mississippi, the Ville Brothers.
The Villes, you say?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. V-E-L-S, uh-huh. But he lives in Jackson, Mississippi as well.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with him. I'm not
mm-hmm.
familiar with him.
Oh,
okay. Well, no, they all sing together, gospel groups, you know. And he's familiar with him, and she has a great, great teacher. And she's out of Baton Rouge. She's driving from Baton Rouge up to her church. You know, this is what God is saying. When God got something for you to do, there's no distance that is set that God, we don't know where God's going to take us. So we have to have attitude.
Amen.
When you so go, you know, and I'll do what you ask me to do, you know. And the way I try to tell people is that we can't pick what we want to do. There ain't no such thing that I don't.
This is
what I want. It's not what you want to do. It's what God has for you to do. Because if you try doing it by yourself, the Bible says you'll be brought to open shame. Because you can't do it. Because you put God in the center.
No.
And put God.
That's
and as this told us, lean not to our own understanding, all of our ways, acknowledge him. Let him direct your path. Because he knows what he has in store for you. And he says in Jeremiah, he knows the plan. Plans to bless you, not to harm you. But we're so quick to follow people. We want people to give us that recognition. We want people to pat us on our back. We want people to tell us, oh, you're so, and then how long is going to last? The same person a month later, I didn't think that they would say that about me. I didn't think they would do that. Yes, the Bible said they'll do it. He said, put trust in no man. Put all of your trust in God.
Right.
And this is I'm very happy that God laid upon my heart to call Pastor Noel and I'm introducing this wonderful man of God on today. God bless his heart. We're going to bring him back in the New Year's. I'm going to be visiting your church there where you're at, Bishop. We're going to take the time and let you give the listeners some information on how they can contact you. You can do so at this time, Bishop.
Okay, at this time, well, listen, we are here in Jackson, Greater Tree of Life Deliverance Church, 1865 West Capitol, downtown almost, the West Capitol Street. And so we having services every Sunday morning, 8:45. And we doing outreach ministry as well. And I'm excited about this. We're getting ready to go into a school, Lanier School, with our program. And teaching anger management and attitude and parenting and other and the list goes on. So we are excited about that, making a change in the school system. We also partner with the law enforcement pastors here in the city, partnering with the law enforcement. So we are just building a relationship, and so we're trying to bring healing. And you can get in touch with me. I can give you my email address, and that's Pastor Blunt, 123@icloud.com. Pastor Blunt, 123, and @icloud.com. Phone number, 601-260-8536. 601-260-8536.
There you have it, listeners. And what I wanted to say was that it's a wonderful thing with the school, because I pray that you all be teaching on domestic violence. This is what this show was all about, facing your fears. Domestic violence and anger management is one of the number one cause of domestic violence, because they can't control their anger. But there's so much other things that can why they choose to be an abuser. So I would like to keep in contact with you this violence. And listeners, I want you to be blessed as this old year ends. And God bless us to cross over to the new year. Let us do our closing prayer. And we're going to ask our guest, Bishop, to close us out in prayer. Be blessed, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. And if it's God's will, you would hear my voice in the upcoming New Year of 2022. Give us a closing prayer, Bishop, as we close out.
Most holy and everlasting God, our Father, we come thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have given now at this hour. We pray and asking that you would bless those who were online listening and participating. God, we pray that you would bless this ministry, oh God, that being responsible for such ministry as this. And Father, we pray and ask that you would bless every family that you would just on this line, that you would take care of them, God, with your protection. And Father, in Jesus' precious name, Lord, keep us together. Help us to keep our minds stayed on thee. In Jesus' name, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. Everybody say Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
And as the new year comes in, I wish you a happy new year. And don't forget to start a new beginning in 2022. God bless you and God keep you. Goodbye now.
Amen. Goodbye. All right.